It is being called a game changer for Ukraine, Berlin agreeing to supply its Leopard 2 tanks. Speaking to reporters from a military training facility in East Germany, Defense Minister Boris Pistorius is pressed on when they will arrive in country.
So can you get the tanks to Ukraine
at the end of the first quarter of the year? That's what we are going to do.
Yeah, how many months? Two, three, four?
No, I just said at the end of March, I think.
Is that in time? Because Ukrainians expect a Russian offensive to be imminent.
All I know is that is in time.
Earlier this week, Germany approved the delivery of hundreds of Leopard 2 tanks in EU arsenals to Kyiv, in the first stage of the latest NATO push to send more heavy weapons. What Ukrainian commanders say they need, along with more ammunition, before the winter thaw, and an expected Russian spring offensive.
Getting those vehicles will improve their ability to take ground. But I would be a little cautious about assuming that with them, they will conquer the world.
The U.S. is sending dozens of its M1 Abrams tanks and the U.K. 14 of its Challenger 2s. They will add to hundreds of Russian T-72s already in Ukrainian military service. Moscow sees the development as Western countries becoming directly involved in the war, and one that will lead to what it describes as permanent escalation. The success of tanks on land in European conflicts has historically relied on air support, and that is exactly what Ukraine's president says it needs next. Long-range missiles, more artillery, and crucially, modern military aircraft if it is to take back the skies over Ukraine. Zain Basravi, Al Jazeera.
Sergei Karaganov is a former advisor to Russian President Vladimir Putin, and he says the tanks are not a threat for Moscow.
As a military force, they are relatively negligible, but the problem is that by sending tanks, NATO countries are even more openly involved in this war, in this conflict, and that makes them potential targets for retaliation. However, I'm pretty sure that eventually, Russia will destroy Ukrainian military, and the country will be fully demilitarized and denazionalized. I mean, the neo-Nazi regime there will be finished. Russian Western war. Ukrainians are used as a cannon fodder, and their leadership are basically marionettes. So we know that we are fighting not Ukrainians there. I mean, though Ukrainians are simply sacrificed, but the West, which has been expanding and de facto preparing to attack Russia openly and putting on military pressure by expanding NATO. Russia decided to strike openly first, but it has been 25 years of expansion.